Among the attendees are business owners, local officials, and residents. Among the concerned citizens is a travel agency owner, Chris Gray.
Well, I think I'll just have to listen to both sides and make my decision after I hear them.
Pro and anti-amendment speakers debated about the pros and cons of the Hometown Democracy Amendment. One of them was Kevin Hing, chair of the Beach Stewardship Committee, who said that a similar amendment was passed in 2006 in St. Pete Beach.
As a resident of St. Pete Beach, the only Florida city that's enacted Hometown Democracy Amendment 4-like measures, I've lived through the experience of trying to implement these regulations, and I can say as a resident that these things just don't work.
If this amendment is adopted, local governments will have to summarize their comprehensive plans for residents in 75 words. Hink says that these ballot language challenges have been the core of the lawsuits in St. Pete Beach.
There have been over 3 lawsuits filed against the city of St. Pete Beach for their attempts to implement Hometown Democracy-style land use regulations, and the focus of those has been the ballot language that state law requires the city to use. The city is forced to summarize complex comp plan amendments in 75 words or less, and it's horrendously difficult to do.
To justify his point, Hing asked the audience to summarize the Bible in 75 words. Many say the out-of-control legal costs suffered by the city of St. Pete Beach will plague other cities if Amendment 4 is passed. Again, Hing.
Every city in the state of Florida is also going to be subject to similar litigation. They are also forced to summarize their comp plans and their comp plan amendments in 75-word ballot summaries.
Stephanie Otto, a Bel Air city commissioner, brought a comprehensive plan to demonstrate the public that these complex plan changes cannot be summarized in 75 words as required by the law in Florida. She says that these special elections will drive up costs that are ultimately passed on to the taxpayer.
If it changes the countywide future land use plan, you're now going to have everyone in the Pinellas County voting on a little Dunedin change. You're going to have all these county residents weighing in on that. $1 million is what the county attorney tells me it takes the cost to have an election.
Christopher Giuliana serves on the Dunedin Chamber Board of Directors. He says that concerns regarding higher costs are unfounded and citizens should have the final say.
The beauty of this Hometown Democracy is I believe we're going to end up seeing mail ballots for all of our city of Dunedin has 25,000 people in it. All 25,000 would get a ballot that goes on to whether they should approve or disapprove the proposed change to the comprehensive land use plan. Even if only half of them vote, and even if only the majority of them, 7,000, end up casting votes. I just say this, there's a wisdom in crowds. 7,000 votes are a lot better than just a majority of 5.
In Dunedin, Andrea Lipka reporting for WMNF News.